This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm talking to the multi-talented Tracy Schaefer. Some know her as a regular contributor to Telluride Inside and Out and the Huffington Post, others as one of Denver's top realtors, and still others, me included, as one of the most talented actresses in town. She's also a playwright. In other desert cities, Tracy Schaefer plays Silda Grauman, the sister of Polly Wyeth, the matriarch of the Wyeth family. Tracy, thanks so much for joining me. I know you're between shows.
Thank you for having me.
So, again, from the horse's mouth, what is the point of Bates's story? What do you think are the underlying themes, major themes of other desert cities? I assume somewhere along the way, director Ken Thompson would have discussed big picture stuff like that with his cast.
Yes, yes. There was a lot of table work. Most of that I was not there for as I stepped into the role late. However, I think some of the themes are how our times, our lives, our current events shape our heartbeats, shape our families, the repercussions of our times, how they imprint us.
Okay. As someone able to see the show in preview, or only able to see the show in preview because we were heading out of town, I'd love to know how you think the play evolved and changed from the rehearsal process to the preview process, and now that it's fully engaged and live.
I think that in the rehearsal process, there was it's always a lot of, looking for and discovery, but from the previews to now that we're in the run, I think what happened was when you bring the audience and you start to learn what the music of the play is according to where the audience is going to respond. And then once you kind of get an understanding of that or a visceral feeling of that, I think we've taken a lot of ownership about our characters and the points of view that they each represent. And so I think it's gotten deeper more than anything else.
Wonderful. And I think your answer to that question plays into this question, which has to do with your training as an actress. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I started at 19 with Jeff Corey in Los Angeles, and I was the youngest student he ever took there, with people in my class like Marissa Berenson and a couple of, it was just kind of a star-studded little class on Saturday mornings, and everybody was just very vulnerable. And then I moved to New York and studied for 3 years with Stella Adler, as Miss Adler was alive, she definitely changed my life, more than anyone else that wasn't my family, let's say. And so I learned a lot from Stella. Stella's thing was all in the imagination, that you could play or be anyone as long as you learned to work from your imagination and not just go from your own life and your memory. She would say, your life is too small. You could never play Hamlet if you only played your own life. So I was fortunate enough to study a legend.
And so given the Stella Adler background, how did you prepare for Silda, who is nothing at all like you? It's sort of, how does a winner play a loser?
Well, I think one of the things that I learned from Stella, and it's kind of as opposed to the Strasberg method, which goes kind of in as we think about method actors, going into their lives and stuff, is Stella's thing was you've got to create empathetic connections. You've got to understand that there's a killer in each one of us, and each person, we could all be in that situation in the right circumstances. So you have to figure out what would justify that character's behavior. And so that's what I had to do, go and understand what types of things, because the result of a Silda character is funny and wisecracking, and she is an alcoholic in recovery, but are struggling with her sobriety. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to find out, for yourself, well, where are the ways that I struggle between the light and the dark in myself or something? And you just have to find those empathetic connections.
Okay. Very clear. Thank you. The characters of Polly, your sister, and Silda, you, get some of the best lines in the show. What are a few of your favorite zingers, or just name one?
Well, I get all the best lines, so it's just... I think I like one that's kind of how she plays on her sister, and they say, you know, Palm Springs should be a refuge. And my retort is, Palm Springs isn't a refuge. It's King Tut's tomb. The whole town is filled with mummies with tans. And it's just ways that I get back at her and, you know, yeah. at her politics and choices. And
I recall a lot of other zingers, but they would all have to be contextualized, and we can't do that in this interview. But I just advise everyone to go and listen to what Silda has to say. It's really quite sharp. The character of Brooke, who is Polly's daughter, is a stand-in for the playwright John Robin Bates. So she's a brilliant depressive who sees her job as telling the truth. Do you find Brooke sympathetic or pathetic, engaging or a whiny pain in the behind, or all of the above?
Well, I think Brooke is a stand-in for artists in general. I mean, or actually very specifically for the artist and what the artist's role is in the world, and that is to tell the truth. But even within that job description, the truth is very subjective. So like many artists, some will be absolutely spot on and others will be whiny pains in the ass. But I do think that Brooke is courageous, you know, to face our families with our subjective truths. You know, that's kind of courageous. So I think it's a little bit about all of it, but I find her to be courageous, personally.
And you are her primary advocate in the play.
In the play, yes. But as a playwright, you know, I know that I don't ever write anything. People will say, oh, that sounds, that was just you, wasn't it? And it's like, to me, it's not me. But I guess somewhere along the line, it affects to something I've experienced. I would never ever dare to write something and say it was the truth, because lawsuits are so much less expensive when you're writing fiction.
Wonderful. In one quick soundbite, tell me why everyone should not miss Other Desert Cities.
Well, when you can take a play, which John Robin Bates has done, and you can create something that is both very, very funny, but also witty and intelligent and sharp and also painful, and we can relate to it in terms of our times. It's very relevant to our times and puts things in a historical context, a recent historical context, and also kind of lives in the context of a family where we understand the characters, because everybody has a Silda in their family somewhere, and everybody has, you know, each of these. I've had people say, oh my gosh, that was my mother, Silda and Polly. And I think when you've got the ability to take big ideas, write them intelligently and with great humor, and put it in straight in the heart and the belly of the family, it's pretty sensational.
I think that's a wrap. This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with one of the stars of the ensemble cast of Other Desert Cities, now playing at the Denver Center through April 28th. There are two matinees on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, performances are in the evening. And I think it's your dark only Monday night. Is that right?
That's correct.
So, Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Tracy Schaefer, who plays Silda Grauman in Other Desert Cities. Don't miss it.